الأطفال في صحيح. إحنا هذا this panic is going to be discussing the laws of Zimun. As we said previously, when it comes to Birkat al-Mazon, we have three barakot with the Oraita and one baracha with the Rabbanan. But if a group of people are eating together, they have to do something called Zimun. Nevarech Eloheinu she'achalnu mishelo, or Nevarech Eloheinu Nevarech she'achalnu mishelo. We have to bless together the one whose food we ate from. It elevates the status of the barakot and it brings the group together as one. So now, if you have Shiloshah she'achlu ke'ahad, Mishnah says, Hayavim lezamen. There are three people who eat together as one unit. They're obligated in the law to do zimun before they say Birkat HaMazon. Achal demayu ma'asen nishon shenitlat terumato ma'asen sheni mehekdesh shenifdu. These laws are going to get complicated for a moment, but I'll just give a very brief introduction to them. Whenever anybody eats anything that's grown in Eretz Yisrael, they have to give various forms of donations from that food before it's consumed. They have to give teruma gedolah, 2% of what they grow, they have to give directly to a Kohen first. Whatever remains, they have to give ma'aser rishon to a Levi, 1/10 of the remainder to a Levi. Then, depending on the year, they have to give either ma'aser sheni, which is 1/10 they have to bring to Jerusalem and eat it over there, or redeem the money and bring the money to Jerusalem and spend it over there, or ma'aser ani, they have to take that 10th on certain years and give it to poor people. And then, going back to Ma'aser Rishon, which is the second thing we mentioned, which is given to a Levi, 1/10 to a Levi, the Levi then has to give 1/10 of that to a Kohen, which is called Terumat Ma'aser. If any of that isn't done, if any of that is not done, the food is called Tevel, and it is prohibited to eat with the Oraita from the Torah. If that was acquired from an Al-Khamari and someone who doesn't know the laws, we have to assume that he didn't give Terumot Ma'aserot. And we call that demai. So that's the first situation of the Mishnah. Achal demai. The person ate demai. Can it be counted as a part of the group of three? Or ma'aser rishon shenitlat terumato. Or ma'aser rishon. That's the second thing we mentioned, which was 1/10 that was given to a Levi. But, and he gave 1/10 to the Kohen like he was supposed to. But the commentaries get into this and they say, but the original terumah gedolah, the original 2%, was not given to a Kohen. And the third scenario, ma'aser sheni ve'hekdesh yifdu, or you have ma'aser sheni and hekdesh. We have this ma'aser sheni, which as we said, certain years you bring your food to Jerusalem, and you redeem it, and you eat it over there, or you redeem it for money. So here it's talking about when you're redeeming it for money. When you redeem it for money, you have to add 20% to that amount, and then bring the money and spend it in Jerusalem. So here, the guy didn't add the 20%. And you have a shamash, a servant or a server who ate some bread while he was working, that kuti. And a kuti is a group of people who lived in Eretz Israel who converted to Judaism, but they didn't fully practice all the laws. We're allowed to do zimun with these people who had these various situations because the food that they're eating wasn't food of avera. After the fact, it was something that was okay that they did. And the Mishnah has the next case over here. Aval achal tevel, but the person ate tevel. Tevel goes with the oraita. The food that Ma'aser did not get him from. Ma'aser rishon shemoni tela terumato. This is talking about, not to get too into detail over here, but if a person, the Ma'aser rishon was taken, Kohen Levi got the Ma'aser rishon, and he gave the terumat Ma'aser to the Kohen. But in terms of Tirumah Gedolah, for whatever reason, because of the item was fully processed, he's obligated to give the Tirumah Gedolah, and he didn't. As opposed to the last case, he wasn't obligated to give the Tirumah Gedolah because it wasn't processed. U'ma'aser sheni hekdesh she'lo nifdu. Or you have ma'aser sheni hekdesh that weren't redeemed. As we said, the ma'aser sheni has to be lived in Jerusalem. Here's a situation where a person ate it outside of Jerusalem when he wasn't allowed to. Or you have a shamash, a servant who ate less than a kazayit, the obed kohanim, or somebody who is not Jewish, and mezaminin aleihem, you cannot include them in your zimun. These last two scenarios of shamash she'achal pachot mekazayit is obvious, but in order to mirror the first part of the Mishnah, it added in that piece also, because obviously if he's not eating a kazayit, you can't do zimun with you. And the Obed Kohanim also, you have to have somebody who's a Jew. So that's only to mirror the case of the Kutim. Can't do Zimun with these individuals.